All right, it's time for the worst. I'm so excited. 312-981-7200. Woo! Like I said earlier, you know what's the worst? Above ground pools. That's the worst, right?
Not good.
Yeah, because you have to do stairs up, and then there's always going to be the pool cover situations. It's just everything about it is just either it's there's just nothing comes from a good comes from an above ground pool.
I've always liked people's efforts to make them look fancier by kind of building the deck around them.
Yeah, right.
And then putting the grill on the side. And then they've got that flimsy-ass slide opposite everything else. See, I mean, that, a guy like me on that slide, forget it. That whole pool would be crushed.
But that's the idea. They're trying to take an above-ground pool and make it an in-ground pool when they do that. So that's the idea. Just go with the in-ground. I guess it's more expensive.
But the money that, you know, all of the accoutrement for the pool, you could have bought
an
in-ground
pool. I think we're on the same page.
I think we are.
It's going down, y'all.
All right, there's my song. I love it. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's Monday night, so you know what that means. It's time for hashtag the worst. We do it every Monday here on the download. If you're a regular listener, you know the segment. This is where we collectively bemoan and complain about the worst things in our society. I'm sure you have ideas. I have them. You know what's the worst? Costco zombies. And these are the people that go real slow at Costco. They got to check out every single thing. Those people are the worst, man. You go to Costco, you got to get to what you got to get and get out. Don't be a Costco zombie. I'm sure you have some choice, the worst for us. And to incentivize you tonight, we're giving away prizes for the best of the night. We've, of course, got our Lou Malnati's pizza. We always got that. But our number one tonight, giving away tickets to the Flower and Garden Show at Navy Pier, which is coming up. I guess it's coming up soon. I've got the prize sheet somewhere here. We'll get to it. But it's coming up, I think, next weekend. That's going to be given to our number one, 312-981-7200. Give us your worst. You can call in. You can text. You know how it goes. All right. I've got two great people in studio with me tonight. Gabe Leibowitz is a singer, songwriter, and producer. He's also a performer. He's doing a reading at the Whistler on March 20th, and he's performing music at Cafe Mustache in Logan Square. What day is that?
That's on March 30th.
March 30th.
A Wednesday.
and go online to YouTube and find you doing the cover of Kanye West Monster. It's probably the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
Best thing I've ever seen. Sonia Denis is a stand-up comedian in Chicago, and she runs Congrats on Your Success, the reading at Uncharted Books. It's the first Thursday of every month. Sonia, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Oh, this is great. All right. So let's get to it. And, of course, Pete Zimmerman is here as well. You guys know how to play, right? So why don't we get right to it? Gabe, what did you prepare for tonight?
Okay. I think that every morning and every day, all of the pent-up emotions and anger that I have inside of me are silently vented out on people who remain stationary on the left side of escalators. So just a reminder, there's enough room for two sides of the escalator. There's one, if you just want to stand, that's cool. That's technically
what
escalators
are
for.
Right.
Since they go up, since they're moving, it's a lot faster and a lot less taxing to walk up from an escalator that's already moving instead of the stairs. So that's what the left side is for. That's for people who are in a hurry, that they don't have time to wait around.
You're riled up, man.
Like it happened on the way here. Happened to me on the way here.
You seem like this is the truth
We're
moment
in a society,
for you.
Society, people, this is America. We got places. We got things to do. I don't have time for this.
I feel like always tourists or people who don't live in cities, and they're what? I can't.
Or and if you do live in the city and you do that, you're just doing it on purpose.
Yeah,
to be
you
a jerk.
Don't care.
They know. They're like, you know what? I need to. I'm going to screw with somebody today.
Yeah,
that's
and
what
you.
I'm going to do. And it's you.
Yeah. It's always me. I frankly deserve it.
You do. Yeah. All right, Sonia, what do you have?
Chatty Lyft drivers. Like when you're trying to get somewhere, especially the ones that will like try to talk to you.
Right.
Like, oh, you're a comedian. Comedians are sexy. And you're like, gross. But I really have
that
to get somewhere, because if I didn't, I wouldn't be in this Lyft. I would be on a bus.
I always wonder if Lyft or Uber drivers, if they're offended that you don't want to talk. Because I'll put my face into my phone and send the message that this is not going to be a talky ride.
But I feel like half of them get that, and then the other half are like, nope, this is Lyft. You knew what you were doing. Like, you should have been in an Uber if you didn't want to talk. Like, that's a two
so
brands.
Lyft riders, are that's their brand.
Real
they're just,
chatty.
They're just real
like,
chatty.
Friends. Or like the worst is when they're like, do you want to sit in the front? It's like, no, I went for the back for a reason.
Man, that's weird.
That's weird.
So
that's
weird.
The worst.
Sit in the front. It's like, no. But then you have to sit in the front because they don't want you behind them, or I don't know, they want to talk. I hate it.
That is the worst.
That's when you just got to say, you know what, I'm just going to get out of here.
Well, Pete, you take Lyft, right? You're a Lyft guy. Anyone ever ask you to sit in the front seat?
No.
See, I think that might be a woman
that's
thing.
That's a woman thing.
Yeah, where some guys are like, hey, this is just protocol. Sit up here with me.
Oh, gross. That's Being gross. A woman's the worst. Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah, there it is. You can shut the show down. That's it.
If I could just mansplain for a second. Yeah, being a woman is the worst.
312-981-7200. What do you got, Pete? Pete Zimmerman, ladies and gentlemen.
Hashtag Pete.
I'm going to stick kind of with the people moving train that we're on here. I'm going to go with something that I saw over the weekend. We did this like fight for air climb where we walked a bunch of steps for no reason. But then luckily on the way down, they didn't make you walk back down. Take you the elevator. The worst is, and it's always a guy, the jokey elevator guy in the crowded elevator.
Oh,
did I do that? Was that me?
No.
Was I making
No.
I made the worst joke accidentally. I was in one of the crowded elevators. We did this stair climb on Sunday for the station.
Yeah.
And on the way down, I go, I just made a stupid joke where it's like, it was the last tower coming up. I go, the last tower is only 19 floors, guys, so we're going to be okay because it's like 50. And everyone's like, and Peg was like, oh, really? And everyone's like, Justin, no, that's terrible. Like, it was like a reverse motivation. It was me. It's my fault.
Just be quiet and sit tight and wait until the door opens.
Yeah, so I'll look at our feet.
Yeah,
our
exactly.
I don't know.
Don't make eye contact.
I am the son of Lenny Kaufman. I need to talk to strangers. That's like my thing.
That's the worst too. When like you're sitting somewhere and someone's like, "Hey, good book." It's like, I'd like to read it. So I don't know.
You just have this way of like getting a lot of people to just talk.
People
to you.
Talk to me all the time.
There you go. All right.
Don't pose a threat. So.
All right. 312-981-7200 is the number. We've got a lot of text coming through here. 630 says, here's the worst. When your neighbor has a fire pit and burns, I guess, crap. That's crap, but I don't think they mean crap. The flames are so high that your trees almost catch on fire and your house smells like
Where
fire.
Where do they live?
That sounds specific.
Yeah. That's what you're going to get. Most of the worst tonight is going to be specific to their situation. I think the winner 2 weeks ago or like 3 weeks ago was like when the motor burns out in your snowblower. So it's very specific to like where they live. So I mean, because this is WGN radio, man. There's a lot of different people living a lot of different ways.
When your next door neighbor Leonard Milstein plays The Exorcist really loud at midnight, and you can hear it through your apartment.
All right, here's a good one. 847 says, when you have a dream, you're in a clinic being tended to by a team of doctors trying to pull a nest of spiders out of your ear. And you're so glad when you wake up, but then you realize your ear is so sore and maybe you do have spiders in there. Wow, there's very
that's a meta.
That's pretty gross. That might win.
And then 224 has got the worst is this political season. No matter which party you hate, the debates and the ads, all the name calling, the worst.
Yep, that is accurate.
That is true. 630 says, after working many long, hard years in a dead-end job, you get promoted on the day that you plan to retire.
Oh, no.
That's a good one. That's an early lead right there. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, what do you do?
Do you really think that happened?
Like retire, though? Or does he mean quit?
I mean, I don't know. It says, I guess he said it's all caps. It's all caps, so I don't know if that tells us anything. But
I've definitely had jobs where I was like, I'm going to quit this job. And then they were like, but you could make more money. It's like, ugh.
Did you tell them you were going to quit? And then
no.
They gave that to you? Or you just
it just
like,
was
thinking
a coincidence where I was like, I have to quit this. I hate my life. And they were like, promotion. But I left anyway.
That's actually what happened to Chuck D in Public Enemy. He felt at age 24 that he had just failed as a rapper, and he was a retired rapper when somebody had heard the demos and said, we gotta get you.
I can't tell if you're making that
no,
up.
No, that's real. That's in a book.
I believe that.
Yeah.
The girl who plays Crazy Eyes on Orange is the New Black, on the day she got a phone call saying that she got the character or role, she was going to quit acting. The day of.
See, it sounds like that's really great in retrospect to tell that story. I was going to quit, but I didn't, and I persevered.
Yeah.
I bet you weren't really going to quit. Right.
She was saying that.
Yeah, she was saying that, yeah.
And she didn't.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll do more of the worst here on The Download. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my people come first.
All right, it's a download here on WGN. We're playing the worst, hashtag the worst on Twitter, Facebook. You can text us 312-981-7200. We are playing till, I think, 10:30. We got tickets to Flower and Garden, plus some pizzas. Gabe Leibowitz is a singer-songwriter and producer, and he is doing a reading at the Whistler on March 20th. And he's performing music at Cafe Mustache in Logan Square on March 30th.
Correct. My man.
Sonia Denis is a stand-up comedian here in Chicago. Congrats on your success. Is her open mic, is that what it is?
No, it's a show.
It's a reading? It's a show?
It's a stand-up show.
At Uncharted Books, the first Thursday of every month. That's in Logan Square as well. All right, so let's get at it. Let's go back to the panel. What do you guys got? What's another worst, Gabe?
Okay. So you guys all know what the Divvy bike is? It's like the bike share service, the blue bikes that people have around. On a couple occasions, I have seen an instance where a girl was on a Divvy bike and she was stopped at a red light. And then a random dude also is stopped at the red light, pulls up by her, and tries to pick her up by being like,
Divvy bike, huh? Like, we're both on Divvy bikes. It's pretty cool, right? But bike share.
And so then just have to watch her struggle through that till the light
the
turns green.
The worst is a Divvy bike pickup guy?
Artist.
Yeah, because then he'll
garbage.
Follow you.
It's garbage, guys. You can do better than that.
He'll follow you.
That is the worst, man.
There's apps for that.
All right, Sonia, what do you got?
When someone follows you and then you see their Twitter and you're like, okay, I'll follow back. And then they immediately DM you like, hey, check out my show, my web series, my this, my that. And you feel obligated to like unfollow them.
And because they just followed.
Just followed. Like I followed you. That was a big step on my part. I don't know who you are.
Right.
But like clearly you're just trolling for people to follow your
stuff.
Please
follow me.
Please
follow me. Yes. Please follow me.
I imagine that's what living in LA must be like. Just every social interaction is just like, let me promote myself.
Let me, please follow me.
Please follow me. Oh my God. What do you do? How many followers do you have?
My name is hashtag Gabe Leibowitz.
That's pretty much it. That goes with, I just got a good text. 708 Shannon says, the worst is the new Facebook emojis. Now I have to worry if someone is going to be offended that I only like their dog's new sweater instead of loving it. That is true.
I'd like to be on the emoji hater bandwagon, but every time somebody does like the open mouth surprise emoji, I get really happy. I love that. I love that little guy.
That's so bizarre.
I hate the ironic. It's already getting ironic. Like there'll be like a sad one, and you're like, "That is." I just said coming up on the show, Pete Zimmerman's going to do the worst. Sad. And you're like, "What is that? What is that?"
No, it's the worst of them.
There's the worst, yeah.
They want to be positive.
They want to be positive. All right, what do you got? What do you have, Mr. Zim?
I recently, as most people do, they like to go out to eat, you know, to various restaurants. Sure. So this is kind of a two-part. One, I think that the worst is people who refer to themselves as foodies.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst.
Yep. And then the meal, the worst is elevated guacamole.
What is that?
What is that?
Like when you, like, oh, we have some chipotle caramelized pineapple to go on this No, just give me the avocado. Elevated guacamole,
is
the worst.
Elevated guacamole come tableside? Is it made tableside?
It's not made tableside.
Oh, that's, see, they ruined an opportunity for you. See how elevated it is.
No, just give me the green stuff.
All right.
This has a radish and mango. No. Green.
Some chutney.
Mm-hmm.
Of,
We could do a whole foodie the worst. We should start to theme these.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like foodie night. Yeah, yeah, because there's a lot of that.
Name names.
Yeah.
Name restaurants.
Exactly. All right. 708 says, when you buy a pizza after work with your last 15, take it all the apartment door. I don't know what that means.
Oh, like the delivery guy shows up and he's like, oh, here's the amount, and then he doesn't. He takes it as the tip too.
Is that
It's like a four part.
I see. Oh my god! I screwed up. There's four parts to this text. Sorry.
That's the worst.
I mean, the worst is when someone texts.
Multi-part text.
When you buy a pizza after work, your last 15, take it all the way home, only to drop the pizza down flights of stairs, 5 feet from your apartment door. That's what it was.
That
came in five different texts, yeah. I don't know. That seems
why
like that'd
that?
Be one.
Do you guys have a specific friend that whenever you get like four message alerts in a row, you know exactly which friend it is?
No, my mom, maybe?
Right. Like, I have one friend that I always know, all right, it's four parts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why do they do that? Yeah, why don't they just, like, Facebook you? It's 2016, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That probably is good.
That's a good point.
All right, I've got
a garbage friend, honestly.
773, the worst is when a car races you to the last parking spot. Yeah, that is the worst, I guess. That's the worst.
It's episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah, right? Does that really? Yeah, I guess it does happen. Yeah. All right. The worst is 630. The worst are people who never launder their winter coat.
What
does that mean?
And they smell terrible. So that's easy. So I think.
You mean like homeless people?
Launder,
like
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't know when's the last time I laundered my winter coat.
Yeah.
I guess I'm supposed to do that.
What? Why would it get stinky though?
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Right.
Is this
right.
like an exterior?
I do a lot of EDM clubbing in my winter coat, so maybe
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
maybe
as you're good. Drenching sweat, just running 5Ks.
Yeah, right. I did a stair climb in my winter coat. So
it's like those people who will like put on plastic bags and duct tape it so that they can like sweat it out.
Is that what that
so maybe
is?
Maybe you're doing that in your coat.
Maybe
you know? And that's
that
gross.
Is, right? That is gross.
You need to launder
773, the CTA bus that runs the yellow and red lights at every downtown intersection only to block everything. There is a level of hell to the bus, especially an accordion bus that tries to go through on a yellow and just like at 5 o'clock on rush hour closes down
you're
the
stuck.
For everybody. Yeah. Even pedestrians can't get through because the bus is there. Like,
right.
What a bad. I wonder if there's like a training like at CTA where they're like, all right, we're going to go through a simulation. Oh, yellow, what do you do? And then they're like,
keep going.
Exactly. I don't know. I feel like that may or may not happen. 847 says any assembly required. So I guess any assembly required.
But like
for anything?
For like any
but
appliance.
Like how. Things would just be shipped whole to you? Like
yeah,
how...
I guess, yeah.
This is just life.
Yeah, and here comes the meta stuff we talked about. The worst is when you text into a radio show and they misread your pizza joke on the air.
Wow, passive-aggressive much, buddy?
You should read out his whole number. Teach him a lesson.
Oh, this is
it could be she.
The worst is when they dox you on radio.
224, this is, I mean, not all this is funny. 224 is the worst is when they have my son's car get totaled, my wife get diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, my company's benefits aren't quite what they marketed them to be, all in 1 week.
This took a turn.
Dude,
this
I'm
took
sorry,
a turn.
Man.
That's,
yeah,
that's
come
no
to
good.
The tower. We'll go
that's
get drinks with you, man.
Literally the worst.
That is the worst, right? So, that's what I'm saying. It's interpretive.
Yeah. None
it's
of
way,
us
it's interpretive.
Way worse than escalators.
Everyone else is like, pizza, ooh. And he's like, my wife might die. We're like, whoops.
Exactly.
Awkward.
Why are they in the elevator and not walking fast enough?
773.
I don't have a wife.
The worst is when a bus cuts you off, okay? All right. I'm not going to read this one. Okay. So, all right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll play more of the worst. Like I said, we'll pick the top three and give away some pizzas and the flower and garden tickets coming up at 10:15. So you still got time to get your worst in. 312-981-7200. It's a download. Stay with us.
It's going down,
all right, it's the worst here on the download on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, having fun tonight, man. There's a lot of good texts that we're going to get to coming up here in this segment. Been coming through the news. Gabe Leibowitz is a singer, songwriter, and producer. He's doing a reading at the Whistler on March 20th, and he's performing music at Cafe Mustache in Logan Square on March 30th. Sonia Denis is she's a stand-up comedian. Her show, Congrats on Your Success, is at Uncharted Books on the first Thursday of every month. In Logan Square as well. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, so let's get back at it. I'll start. You don't want to know what's the worst? People who yell outside.
Fair.
That's the worst,
fair.
Right? That's fair. Yeah. Like anyone, it's just like no one needs to yell at all. There's no reason to yell at all, and there's still people that yell. I hear it all the time outside. Like, hey, man! Like,
what if someone's about to get hit by a bus?
That's not. I would say that's more of like a scream.
Yeah, right?
That's right? More of an alert.
I think it's the people who just yelling because that's how they used to communicate, and they've never given it up.
Right.
There's a real interesting group of people who, when in tunnels, they'll yell USA. USA. I see it all the time. Like if you're trying to get from like Lakeshore Drive to the lake or whatever, like that little overpass or whatever. Every time. USA.
So bizarre.
USA.
Why?
I don't know.
They're just
love
doing
America.
It for the sound?
For the sound, yeah.
Yeah, because you can, oh, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All right, what do you guys got?
Okay. You know what's the worst? The worst is when straight white dudes, always feel the need to add a counterpoint on Facebook threads that are about the perspective of somebody that is not a white dude. So, and these are usually the dudes who have at one point said, all lives matter. How about all lives matter? Or like, what about White History Month? Those kind of people. So I saw this girl had posted this thing on Facebook. She's in a band, and she asked somebody for help, like, carrying an amp. And the dude had said, oh, well, I'll carry it for you if you'll give me a kiss. And she was complaining that, like, girls have to deal with that stuff all the time. And so I was reading all of these people just like, yeah, that's awful. This stuff needs to change. And I saw one dude write a comment that's just like, I just want to add a little counterpoint and say that, like, I used to be in a band. And I always thought that it was really great when chicks would go up to me and compliment me. Like, I thought that was cool. Like, just saying.
It's very different.
Are you kidding? Did you have to chime in with that?
Just saying.
It's not even the same thing.
Has like, nothing to do with your perspective on.
Maybe they could do a new Facebook emoji. It's just like counterpoint, like a blue counterpoint, and then that's it. They don't have to say
in
anything.
My opinion,
else. Exactly. Yeah, I would say any of that Facebook, like any counterpoints on Facebook. Like,
yeah,
I'd like to see a new society where we just eliminate the ability. Like it just stops your keyboard from making any sort of like counterpoint.
I can't let you do that, Clyde.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Isn't that the worst though, when you like someone, you've only kind of met them, and then you Facebook friend them and you're like, oh, your opinions are terrible. And there was a time when you never learned that. You just be like, yo, Dave is a cool dude. I like Dave. I don't know. Sometimes I see him at the park, whatever. But now it's like, oh, Dave believes in the Illuminati.
He
like,
shares Alex Jones clips.
I have the same thing. I have a relationship with Facebook where once in a while people will, you know, they'll do the same thing that like they'll follow to talk. Mm-hmm. But it's a different thing where they're not following to hit you up with to promote you. They're just following to tell you how much they don't like you. Like that's a thing that happens in radio where they're just like, hey, I just want to tell you that segment, the worst, was terrible. You went through all that trouble to like follow me and like
time
do the whole thing. That's
heart.
A lot of time
you
to do
just,
that.
Boop, turn it off.
Yeah.
Sounds like my last marriage.
Ooh, yowza.
All right, what do you got in there, Pete Zimmerman? You got any more?
Sure. The worst is when you're about to leave your house and you checked up the old bus tracker. You know, put it up and it says no approaching vehicles.
Oh, that's the worst.
I live off Clark. What do you mean? There's no vehicles
are there
on Clark.
Vehicles?
CTA is the worst though.
Don't get me started. That kills me.
Am I supposed to just sit out there like a chump?
Like they're or,
like in the
or
old
say
days?
3 minutes and then you refresh it and it says 24 minutes.
Ugh.
You're like, come on. You can't be 20 minutes off.
Yeah.
Right? That's terrible. That's a bit like, come on. I'm not stupid. Like that. You never left the depot.
Bus driver's like, whoops. Taking a detour.
I'm just going to go ahead and reset the old tracker.
Boop. Sorry. 25.
That's so ridiculous. Yeah, that is the worst. I'd say any time the CTA bus tracker is wrong is like straight up rage for me.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I've been wrong. That's the one thing you cannot get wrong is tracking because I just assume there's a little tracker on that bus.
Especially when it's cold outside and you're like, oh, 3 more minutes and it'll be like 10. And you're like,
It's the same. I guess it's the same with like Uber will do that where this will be like 3 minutes for like 10 minutes. It's just 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't understand how this technology does not work. You are selling it as a GPS, like it is getting closer. There is a button on that car that we're following. So it, you know, if it's 3 minutes, it would be real.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it drives me crazy when the times are wrong because you're like, you're just making this stuff up. You're just making it up.
You see a vehicle arriving in 3 minutes. You're like, all right, that's good. And then you get out there in two. And then all of a sudden you just look at the thing and you see the car just circling. Where is this car going? It's just circling. Why is it spinning? Yeah.
All right, let's go to the text. Let's see what we got here. All right. Oh, this is a great one. 708. You know what's the worst? When you're standing in line at the grocery store, say at a Jewel, and you put all your groceries on the belt all the way up to where the cashier, for its time, gets to the cashier, for her to turn around and say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm closed.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable,
no,
right?
No, no, no. You turn that light back on.
You turn that light back
you
on.
You scan. That's crazy.
When that's they the kind that, of stuff
I'm
I get
sorry,
arrested
I was
for.
Closed. Yeah. How was I supposed to know you're closed?
Right. That's the stuff. That's a civil disobedience.
You
I'm
have
into.
The little red thing that says
yeah.
closed.
Yeah, you didn't put it up until I got to. I got no. my wallet out
if
and everything.
On, yeah,
and
if it gets on the belt.
That's it.
That's it. That's
you're ringing it up.
You're paid to do a job.
Ma'am, I want to see your manager.
773 says the worst is when taxi drivers blow through a red light. And if you do it, you get pulled over. And they'll pull over taxis too, yeah. The worst is when you're on the L and there's that one guy that spreads out on all four seats and takes off his shoes and falls asleep and snores loudly.
Yeah. But then you're also like, he doesn't have a home. So
at a certain point, that's not the worst.
We all did that in college.
You get mad and you're like, eh.
Yeah, right. Right. The worst is when people can't merge.
Yes.
That's true.
Like emotionally or what's going on?
Yes, I forgot that word. It was emotionally merge when they cannot emotionally
merge. We never merge anymore.
630, the worst is spending 6 years meticulously restoring your first car, a 73 Challenger, only to have someone with no license or insurance smash into it. That is the worst.
That is the worst.
I think people are taking this really literal, this game.
Yeah, right. I think people like, have stuff a lot... they need to work out.
Yeah, that is the worst. Right. There's no doubt. The worst is when you're talking to customer service. They don't help you, and they have to end the conversation with, is there anything else I can help you with? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, 815 says... This is Jean. She says, Jean? When I was in radio, I left my mic on while talking to my fiance. That's the worst.
But it's like, what were you guys talking about?
Yeah, well,
what were they talking about?
You don't remember the big Star 105 viral video where they were talking to? No.
Oh, I thought you were really telling
us. Do you remember remember when Ernest Borgnine did that big thing? I probably can't. look up Ernest Borgnine mic.
You're at home right now.
On YouTube. I can't talk about it on the radio.
That's all you can do, right?
Too many curse words.
But he did that thing where he whispered something naughty that he thought only the host could hear, but he whispered it right into his little clip-on microphone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, great. Yeah, old men and their microphones. That's great. The worst. All right, 630, the worst is when you text someone only to realize the conversation would have been a lot easier with a phone call. That's true.
Yeah.
The worst is when you're at, this is a good one, 312. The worst is when you're at dinner with a group and there's one person who doesn't want to split the bill because he or she didn't drink.
I hate those people.
That's a bad one. That's
so
a tough
rude.
One.
That it's, needs to be addressed at the beginning.
Yeah, hey guys, right. I'm not gonna drink. Not so gonna like drink. When it comes out later and you guys are like, oh, split it four ways and get, I'm just not gonna, you know.
Yeah.
Because then everyone has to get a calculator out and then the waitress is annoyed because
how many
she,
people are we talking about in this dinner?
I've been to ones where it was like eight people.
And they're all
one
boozing
person,
and one person.
That's
like,
that's anarchy.
One person was like, yeah. No, we have to, and then we all had to sit down and be like, oh, $14.
You know what's the worst?
Plus.
Going to dinner with eight people.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the worst. There's
I used to be a server in a place like that, and it was always like, oh, like people would have like eight credit cards, and like, can you charge this on that one? And like 22. Oh, actually, I want to pay cash, half cash, and also like a credit card if you could just split it. And I'm like, yeah, or I'll just kill myself.
That's why I only eat dinner by myself at the end of the restaurant under a light that barely works.
That's how I dine. Yeah,
out.
That's your. Yeah, I've seen that.
You should learn how to merge.
I still have to separate it between eight credit cards. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, the worst is the one guy who separates it eight ways. All right, it's the worst here on the download. We're going to take a break. We come back. We are going to award this week's winners. We've got two pizzas to give away and the Flower and Garden Show Pass as the main draw. So we will take this break to go over the winners, and we will be back here on the worst. Stay with us. All right, it's the worst here on the download. We're wrapping up another great session. Thank you to everybody who texted in. It's crazy how many people texted in. They're still coming in, so maybe we can read some texts before we go. Gabe Leibowitz is a musician. He is a, what else would you call it? A producer, your songwriter.
I'm a Renaissance man.
You're a Renaissance man. You have got the reading at the Whistler on March 20th, and you're performing music at Cafe Mustache in Logan Square March 30th. What I mean, how often do you perform? I mean, you're performing like this like twice, three times a month?
Yeah, you know what? I've been kind of a studio rat lately. I've been doing a lot of writing. I write every day. I've been recording, but now I'm kind of at the point where I just want to workshop and just be go back to singing in front of people so and see which songs are working. So mostly I've been doing it at comedy shows, even though they're not funny songs.
Do you like that? Do you like doing that?
I think it's good because the people are there to like pay attention, which you don't always get it at music shows, and it's just one or two songs and just do it and leave. So just try to do some more of that.
Okay, all right, good. All right, Sonia Denis is the show's called Congrats on Your Success.
Yep.
Tell us about the show.
So it's basically like just me and five of my friends decided to start the show. Uncharted Books, where it's located, is like this used bookstore. So it's like a very weird vibe, but every week we have like different stand-ups from around the city and sometimes people from out of town. It's free. It's BYOB. Plus we have like this microbrewery that gives out beers if you're 21. but yeah, it's fun. It's dope. We've been doing it for like 3 years.
Okay, great. All right. So there you go. That's our guest for tonight. All right. So let's get to this. So I have some prizes to give away. For the download tonight, we've got the Lou Malnati's Pizza, Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. And our number one giveaway tonight is a pair of tickets to the Chicago Flower and Garden Show, March 12th through the 20th at Navy Pier, with more than 20 life-size gardens, how-to workshops, and instructional seminars. Buy tickets and get information at chicagoflower.com. Are you guys flower or garden and or garden people?
I like sunflowers. I like plants.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I know. I feel like that's going to be my new thing. I think maybe it'll be a summer thing.
It's good to have a hobby.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly. I've been doing a lot of crock potting lately. That's like my new thing, yeah.
I'm a chia pet guy myself.
Really?
Really?
It's my thing.
Old school.
Yeah, I like the Scooby-Doo one.
Scooby-Doo one?
All right, well, let's get to this. All right, so we've got the top three. I'm scrolling to find our number three because there's so many of these. Jeez. We decided what they were. Give me 1 second. Gabe, can you sing us through?
I could do my impression of Bernie Sanders critiquing fish.
Do it. This is your chance.
So this is I promised my fans on the internet that I'd do my impression of Senator Bernie Sanders critiquing popular Vermont jam band Fish. Okay, here we go. Now, let me be perfectly clear. I have said that Vermont band Fish is one of the greatest American bands, and I stand by that. But let me be perfectly clear. They have gone downhill in their live shows since Trey got sober. Now, here is where myself and Hillary Clinton disagree. Now, Secretary Clinton thinks that it's nice that these new shows have songs that are mostly 2 to 3 minutes long. But I think that the American middle class deserves 15 to 20 minute extended chill out jams that the American middle class has come to expect. Now, that's just how I think. Now, let me be perfectly clear.
That's good.
That was great. Yeah, bravo.
Can't believe it. We got Bernie Sanders in here. That's amazing. Where did he come from? Where did he go? Did he just leave? Gabe's back. What happened to him?
Oh, hey, guys.
All right, here we go. All right, so number three tonight is going to get a Lou Malnati's Pizza. This is from this is actually from 630. After working many long, hard years in a dead-end job, you get promoted on the day that you plan to retire. All right, good job. That's number three. Number two is going to be from 312. It's the worst is when you're at dinner with a group and there's one person who doesn't want to split the bill because he or she didn't drink.
Bravo.
Oh, there we go. That's number two. You're going to get pizza. All right, so now number one is going to get the tickets to the Flower and Garden Show, which starts on March 12th. Number one is, you know what's the worst? When you're standing in line at the grocery store and you put all your groceries on the belt all the way up to get to the cashier for her turn, she just turns around and instead says, sorry, I'm closed. That's the worst. We got him on the line. Let's see. Chris, congratulations.
My man.
Did that really happen
to you? Thank you very
much. Did that happen to you?
Yes, it has.
And what do you do in that situation? Because like I said, I'd rage out.
Usually it's when I'm with my girlfriend, she'll calm me down. Otherwise, I make a scene.
So it happens a lot. It happens a lot to you.
I like that you make a scene. Usually, I just take it.
Yeah, I draw attention to it real quick. Like, you know, all of a sudden now she'll turn her light off. You know.
Wow.
Is that
yeah, it's unacceptable?
It's and what do you do? What's your scene? Like, what's your go to scene?
Well, I act really calm, and then I get really loud, and I start slamming things on the counter.
It's like slamming his groceries. Like,
so they can't wait to get me the hell out of there.
Yeah, that's good. All right, Chris. Well, congrats. Who are you going to take to the
Thank
flower?
You so
and
much.
Who are you going to take to the flower and garden show?
Take my girlfriend.
All right, good job. All right, thanks, Chris. Stay on the line. There you go. Congratulations to Chris.
It would be nice if he took the cashier.
Yeah, that would I'm be so nice. Sorry, that would be Brenda.
I had a situation. I don't want to make this the worst to end about me, but today I was in a Target, and the chip card wouldn't work. Oh. And so I did it, and the guy's like, you do it again, man. You did it wrong. I'm like, bing. No, it's not working. It just worked like 5 minutes ago. Bing. And so, you know, he reset the whole thing. Like, he hit a reset button on the whole. There's like four people behind me. Like, the whole thing
shut
down.
He had to check everything out again.
Yeah. No, he had like a little UPC code, and he did it again. And then it like remembered me, put the card in again. Bing. Doesn't work. I'm like, he goes, you can just put it in. So I had to like do all the numbers to my debit card.
Oh my!
Which I'm like, everyone's so mad. And then it says, no, that doesn't work. And so what they do is they go, do you want to just go to guest services? I'm like, what?
This is humiliating.
It's humiliating. I'm like, I didn't do anything wrong, man. My card works. I go over to guest services with like a bunch of groceries. And I put it in, and it works there, and it's totally fine. And I'm like, this is Target's fault.
And meanwhile, everyone in the line's taking pictures. You're trending on Twitter. Just like, WGN
annoying.
Radio personality.
I was annoyed because I'm like, you are making this seem like I have a faulty card.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Everyone's like, oh, this guy doesn't know his card doesn't
this
work.
Stupid. Right.
And pathetic.
All right. Sonia, Gabe, thank you so much for
being
here.
Thanks for having us.
And you guys got to come back. All right. It's the worst on the download. Coming up, live music from Knee High.